And as people in your neighborhood this morning, it's Thursday. I'm joined by Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, William. I'm fine. Thank you.
So what's going on over there across the river?
Oh, gosh. Did you miss the opportunity to see the ribbon cutting of the our new bridge?
Yeah, I wasn't able to get it out there.
Jody was there.
Was she?
Yeah, she was. And there were quite a few people there. They had it inside at Drifters, which was nice because it was a little breezy. It was very nice, well attended, and a lot of DOT people there. It's a big deal for DOT. They've been working on this since 2012. 12. Jody, I just read Jody's lips. She helped me out there. and I remember very well when they started having public meetings about it and getting input, talking about different styles of bridges. And that was interesting. The whole community got involved and was able to give their ideas and opinions. When DOT decided on the style of the bridge. Then they pulled the two cities into conversations, and we got to talk about different options for enhancing the bridge. And so I think the architects gave us seven different options. Between the cities, we had to agree. We couldn't just say, well, I want these kind of lights on our side, and that didn't work. And so we had to agree on which options, and then we had to agree to pay for them. And so it took some negotiations, but we think that it came out really well because it is a beautiful bridge, and it'll be there for 100 years. So our grandkids and our great-grandkids can enjoy a really beautiful bridge as well as a very functional bridge. And I think everyone is going to enjoy the pedestrian walkway with the bump outs. And there will be benches on those bump outs so that you can walk across, sit down, look down river, just enjoy our beautiful location here on the Missouri River.
Yeah, and then the walkways across. I think I heard say like it's like double the size of the original bridge.
It is. They're 12-foot walkways, and they were 6-foot. So, if you were walking a dog or had a stroller, or there were two of you walking together, it just didn't work. You had to make way for anyone coming across. So, Pier and Fort Pier have done a good job of creating recreation trails, and this just is the connection to the ones on the Fort Pier side and the ones on the Pier side. So I'm very proud of our engagement, the city of Fort Pier, limited resources, and they committed to it because they knew how important it was, and you don't get these opportunities very often. To make an impact. And so now, in April, you will see the grading work. I'm not sure what the pier schedule is. The grading work will begin on the Fort Pier side, I know. And they expect to have the work done on the plazas by August. So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch all of those things go.
That's right. I really like the lights on the bridge. It's like,
aren't they nice?
They have this like, it's kind of like a Western, like old rustic feel to it, like old day feel, antique feel to it.
That was the idea. That and the railings with the stars. It was Federalist, I think, is the style. So, if we hadn't done that, if the two cities hadn't made the agreement to enhance the lighting, it would have been the kind of lights that you see on interstates.
And the boring ones.
They're very functional.
Yeah.
And they work, but they're not real attractive. So I agree with you. I just think those lights really, really are a nice look.
They are. So what else is going on over there?
Well, we're in the hiring mode, and we do have the finance officer position advertised. That's out on the website. with all of the information on it. We've already received a couple of applications, and we are looking forward to receiving more. And Public Works Director, we'd really like to fill that. That position is also being advertised, and it's out there with all of the information. We would like to have an engineer. It doesn't have to be an engineer if we can find the right person with the right skill set. So, and then, of course, we'll be hiring our summer staff, our seasonal staff. We generally hire about 20 lifeguards, and the other seasonal staff that work in the parks and in the streets. And so get your applications in, because there's always good competition for those seasonal jobs.
That's right. Don't wait till the last minute, because by the time you get, or if you wait till the last minute, by the time you get to it, it, you know, positions might already be filled. So
it'd be filled. That's right. That's right. So I think that's all I have today, William, and we'll see you next week.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in. It's so good to see you, and have a great day.
Good to see you. Thank you.